Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, on an absolutely glorious day in the big city. Humidity down, temperatures moderate, skies clear. Happy day.
We are go for takeoff.
We are. We're ready for launch.
The usual. How's your mic levels there, Barry?
It's fine. Why do you ask? I don't understand.
Sure. I'm just making sure.
Why do you ask?
I don't know. I thought I overheard some...
Oh, that was Joel.
Somebody in the on-air talent room there complaining about his levels.
Yeah, that was Joel.
You know, it wasn't me, Nick, because I never complain about my levels. I just reset them. So we're all present and accounted for, as you can tell, and we're as salty as ever. Nick behind the glass, Barry and I in the studio. Two of the next three, we will be on remotes.
Yeah, what's up with that? Come get some. Where are we tomorrow?
Right? Tomorrow we're at Wildcat.
Word.
With the Big Red Machine, which should be very cool. Pete Rose.
Are you nervous about meeting Pete Rose?
No, I've met him before. But it's a little bit of a weird situation because I was thinking about it this morning. Like, how far are you going to go? What would you get? I mean, will you delve into it?
At some point, I want to ask Pete Rose a question and then like talk a little bit and then be like, you want to bet? Like, I just want to mix that in somewhere, and I have a feeling it's gonna happen at some point. Yeah,
I now remember Pete was a fighter back in the day.
It's okay if he punches me. One, I'll sue. I'm that guy because he's rich. And two, we'll be famous, Joel. This show will be nationwide.
Forget when Jim Everett went over the table.
Yeah, if Pete Rose punches me, we're going nationwide, bro. We're going nationwide.
That means next week we're selling shoes for $4.95 a pair.
Yes, that's right.
Not $495. So, we'll get $4.95.
So I feel like we've just made the goal to get Pete Rose to punch me, and that's not going to be the goal. Okay. I don't want to do that. No.
We are told that members of the Big Red Machine, besides Pete Rose, will also be on hand.
Who would be more likely to punch me first, Joe Morgan or Pete Rose?
I think Pete Rose.
Mm.
Although I've heard Joe Morgan is salty.
I'm going to go Joe Morgan. I think he would punch me first.
And Johnny Bench, saltier than both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've had personal interaction with Johnny Bench when he is salty.
I want him to be a nice guy. I wanted him to be like, oh, good old Johnny.
Did you watch The Baseball Bunch when you were a kid?
I did not. No.
Oh, I loved it.
I don't even know what that is.
Every Saturday morning, Johnny, right before This Week in Baseball, Johnny Bench hosted The Baseball Bunch, and it was like a bunch of kids and Johnny Bench, and every week he would have an all-star baseball player join him to teach you one fundamental of the game and do things like that. But it was always okay. Cool.
So, yeah, so we're at Wildcat with the Bigger Machine on Wednesday.
Yep.
Easy for me to say.
BBVA Compass on Friday.
Yeah, what location do you know?
Post Oak, right over here.
Oh, so it's just around the corner from the station.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
So everybody can come out and see us. Friday, I think it's 2200 Post Oak, BBVA Compass. Wednesday, tomorrow, Wildcat Golf Club, right off Alameda. And 610 over by the Dome.
What's the weather looking like for tomorrow? Are we going to stay and play?
All the rain should be gone after tonight.
Are we going to stay and play, Joel? Well,
Nick won't be there.
I know.
I'm going to bring my sticks. If nothing else, I need to at least hit the range. But yeah, I mean, if I guess from what I'm told, they're going to either before or after, they're going to allow us to get out. So if we can get out and there's not a tournament in front of us that goes 6 hours slow,
yeah,
and we can just get out and go for a while, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'll go out and embarrass myself with you because I know you're a scratch golfer.
I used to be, but I haven't played since November. I just want to swing a club.
Yeah, well.
But I thought about it because if you need golf balls or anything, I still have my garage.
I have plenty of balls.
Yeah. My garage that my buddies call the pro shop. I used to have several guys that worked at golf companies, and yeah. My wife doesn't allow that crap in the house, so I just have shelves full of crap.
Nice. Look at you. You collect everything sports-related, don't you?
I kind of do. And
got a lot of balls in your garage?
A lot of balls.
All right.
Big balls, small balls.
That's the way to go. That is the way to go, my friend. Oh, cool. Well, this will be fun. We'll get out and play some golf. Are we inviting anyone that comes to Wildcat to play with us?
Probably not.
No?
No.
Well, that was quick.
Unless you want someone that's going to be drinking beer.
I mean, what if someone shows up and is like, hey, I listen to the show. I love the show. You guys are the best radio in the state. Can I play with you guys? You're going to be like, no?
You know who I would say?
What?
JJ and Josh Rapp are golfers. I know this.
Okay.
So,
but JJ, I feel like, would be overly complimentary for 18 straight holes.
No, JJ will help you, but at the same time, he might actually touch your balls a couple times.
And that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay.
That's what worries me. I've already had enough traumatic experiences for 1 week. We've established
yes,
that.
Yes, we have.
So
he may be a little bit inquisitive about
I think
shafts, too.
I don't want JJ anywhere near my shafts.
Okay.
I don't want that either. Yeah, but you're right. I think Josh Rapp does play quite a bit. That
he's
would be
a big golfer.
So you're gonna tell him no if he shows up and wants to roll out with us?
Not those guys. I just don't want some guy that's gonna be in there and get overly chatty and then want to tell us what we're doing.
You don't think JJ's gonna be overly chatty?
But he's a really good golfer.
So he's the one that it was like, are you mad at me? Like, yeah, of course he's gonna be overly chatty.
No, he'll keep the group moving though.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's good. You think JJ's good?
Is he good? He said a couple times.
Well, I don't want him playing. I don't want to look. I don't want to be the worst. I don't want to be the Joe George of the golf community amongst us. I don't want that.
Okay.
No.
Then unless
we got to get somebody that sucks.
Trey or Gilbert are playing?
What is Gilbert doing? Watch me lose to Gilbert. God, I would hang myself.
Now, Jason on Twitter just said, I can turn the channel when Barry is not funny stuck in a golf cart for 4 hours. Oh, hell. So we know Jason's not playing with him.
Jason who?
Jason Holcomb. He tagged you in it. He even used your oh, hell.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Like when we're just on the radio, he can change the channel. But
yeah.
If he was
Why would you
want to
do
us,
that?
He can't go anywhere. Well, maybe takes two.
Jason,
we got to invite him to play.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Mr. Holcomb, guess what? You weren't invited in the first place. How's that feel?
So Josh Rapp is already chiming in. I heard you need a fourth tomorrow. I suggested it, so it's
yeah,
out
you
there.
Did.
You can't play with Pete Rose, though. All right, so we've got plenty of show to get to. Your Astros with a one-hitter by committee last night. Is everybody already to push the button and make the change because Brad Peacock went 4 1/3?
No.
I'm not either, but there are plenty that are. So we can talk Astros. We've got one participant in the NBA Finals to be expected. The other could be decided soon, but not tonight because the Celtics and the Cavaliers go at it again in Cleveland. Boston down 2-1 trying to even the series and get it back with home court. To Beantown. We've got lots of other things on the topic list. If you want to put something on, 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line where you can text, you can call, you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till four, Usual Suspects. You pick it, Barry. We've got Astros with a win last night, getting off the schneid after dropping three to the Indians. We have Warriors sweeping the Spurs and in the NBA Finals. We have Celtics hosting the Cavs, looking to try and even the series, even though Isaiah Thomas is done.
Let's do Warriors-Spurs.
Watch it.
What do you think?
No.
Why would I? I mean, really, why would anyone? Did you watch it?
I went back and forth.
Why?
Just simply because I knew it was going to come up at some point today.
That's why you watched it. I knew it was going to come up at some point today, and I didn't want to watch it, and I didn't watch it. But I can let me see if I could guess how this game went. Honest to God, I haven't read a recap. I haven't read a summary. I haven't looked at a box score. I haven't looked at anything about this game.
It's a lie, but go ahead.
What? It's absolutely true. So let's see if I can nail what happened.
Okay.
The Warriors were up by 15 at half, and Steph Curry, no. Durant already had 20. Is that right? Is that about right?
I think the spread. What was the spread at half, Nick? It was fairly close, but I think it sounds he's about right. I think it was 14.
Okay.
And I thought Curry was the one that had the big game last night. Although they both finished, both Curry and Durant finished with big games.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me, but. I'm guessing the leading scorer for the Spurs was Aldridge.
No, it was. Let me look it up.
Well, that's even worse.
But it was what's his name from the 1 year at U of H kid, Simmons.
That's even worse. See, why would you watch that? That none of that sounds interesting to me.
Like I said, because I kind of knew the outcome, but then again, I knew the outcome the other night, and the Celtics ended up with a miraculous comeback, getting a win that I never saw coming.
Yeah, and we need to talk about that too, because we really didn't touch on it yesterday.
Yeah, we were pretty stacked with other things yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, we both said if you could fast forward it.
That's what I want.
And just get it on.
I'm so glad the West is done.
That they announced last night, regardless of when the Boston-Cleveland series is over, the finals don't start till June 1st.
Ugh.
So
which is
9 days away. It's like 9 days away.
How many days are in May? 31?
31, I think.
Okay, so it's Wednesday of next week.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, that gap right there is brutal.
It really is.
The NBA playoffs, it's kind of the nature of it, right? It's always been long and it always drags out. They shouldn't have put that gap there, but.
But here's the thing, Nick. At least in the past, there were tight series and tight games, and there was compelling basketball. Essentially, from the time the playoffs opened up, unless you're a Rockets fan, until the finals start, there has been nothing that has glued you to a screen. There was one game seven?
Yeah.
And you're just like, and there were two close games throughout the playoffs pretty much. Most of them decided by either high singles, but most of them double-digit victories all across the board. And you're just kind of going, wake me when the finals start.
Who was it the other day? I think it was on ESPN. Is it Jalen Rose that's on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this is how it's been forever. It's always been like this. I don't recall that. I don't recall it always being this lopsided from matchup to matchup. I mean, it seems like, and maybe I'm just misremembering, but it feels like this has been way more lopsided this year than in years past.
I totally agree.
And he was just saying, you go back to the Lakers and the Celtics and all that. Yeah, that's fine. That's who won the titles. I get that. They were dominant. They were a dominant team. But it doesn't mean that they weren't. I mean, when you look at the Celtics and the Rockets, the Rockets didn't beat them, but those games were competitive. They were close. That series was close. It was a hard-fought series in 86, was it?
Yeah, 86 was the last time.
And then there was, 84 or 80 or something like that?
80 was, they were in the finals in 80 and 86.
Yeah. I mean, those were competitive. They were close. It doesn't seem like these were as lopsided as it is now. You're talking about the Western Conference Finals. Team 1 versus Team 2, and it's a sweep. And I know there's injuries. I know that. But do you think that they would have Do you think that the Spurs would have not been swept if Kawhi Leonard plays? Do you think that they would have been swept?
No. You know my feeling. I thought both sides were going to be clean sweeps. And so I was shocked. And that was... And again, we've talked about this many times. I never fear a huge deficit for the Warriors. I just feel like they can always come back. So even though they were down and Kawhi was playing, even if Kawhi doesn't get hurt, I still believe Golden State would come back and win that game.
And you don't think that the Warriors sweep with Kawhi in the series?
Sweep the Spurs if Kawhi's playing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I can see both sides of it. I mean, I would lean towards, the Warriors still sweep because they're that much better than everybody else, I feel like, including the Cavs. And I know you guys are, everyone's hot that the Cavs are going to beat the Warriors. And
no way.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
But I understand. They've got the best player on the planet. That's a big deal. But I just feel like the Warriors are so much better than everybody else.
Their talent is certainly there, for sure.
Simmons had 13, Ginobili 15.
Okay.
The chance of Manu were deafening with 2 minutes and some seconds to play.
By the way, I love Papa, but I saw a blurb that said something to the effect of he was comparing Ginobili to Jordan.
Oh, jeez.
Is this true? Have you guys heard this?
I didn't see that.
I can see Pop doing that for his player.
Get the bleep out of here. Yeah. If you even mentioned Michael Jordan in the same breath with Manu Ginobili, you need a good slapping. That's what you need. That's no reason to be bringing those two up in the same breath.
Well, Nick and I were looking at it before the show today. Everybody still continues to bring up the whole LeBron-Jordan comparison thing.
Oh, just let it die.
Yeah, and they won't let it die. And even last night, Wilbon and some of the people on ESPN were saying, and of course it's helping to promote the fact that ABC has the finals, but they're like, everybody's counting the Cavaliers out. When you have the greatest player on the planet, You got a shot. You can't count Cleveland out. And I was thinking about, you and I were talking about this the other day, and I said, look, Cleveland was playing great basketball because they were getting production out of guys that have been consistently inconsistent, like the likes of J.R. Smith and Shumpert, guys like that. Kevin Love was consistently making his threes, and then they went and just got sloppy and lackadaisical, and they lost that game to the Cavs, and you're starting to think, well, the Warriors just don't do things like that. But the one thing I was saying to Nick, too, that was really weird to me was, first of all, it was a very subdued celebration. It's almost like that, this is they're overdoing the fact that this isn't their final goal. So they were just, and they were on the road, but they were just kind of like, yeah, okay, we won. And so they did like a team picture in the back, no champagne or anything like that. They had the trophy. But the one thing that I kept noticing was Klay Thompson could not have been farther in the back corner.
Really?
Yeah. The guys up front, Draymond was up front, Durant was up front, Steph Curry was up front. I mean, but you're looking for Klay to be up there as well. JaVale McGee's up front. Some of those guys. And I'm thinking, and Nick and I were talking about this, I could see when his contract's up, Klay going, I used to be number two behind Curry, but if I'm going to be number three or four, there's got to be a team out there where, kind of like Westbrook, I don't want to be...
You think, I don't, Klay Thompson doesn't strike me as that kind of player. Not in the least.
Now remember, he was all NBA, one of the top three teams for a couple years. He was considered one of the best players. Now he's kind of just fading off in the distance. And he's actually behind, in terms of the way people are promoting and talking about the team, he's behind Draymond Green now.
Yeah, but I mean, you think Klay Thompson is a top three on another team?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
For sure. Okay. You put him on San Antonio.
Okay.
He is.
Do you think that he has the level of success with that team?
Yep.
That he's having?
Yep.
No, I mean a team success.
Not that Golden State's going to have, no.
Okay.
But a lot of guys, especially when you've already won
the
ring.
Are you good with, so you're a three. You were a three. You were top two on the Warriors for a while. It was mm-hmm. Steph and then you. Mm-hmm. And then Durant comes and you're three. And now the fact that Draymond Green is playing out of his mind, you're the fourth best on a team. I don't know that, I don't think he cares about that, but I don't think he would leave to go risk not having these, championship runs every year just to be the man or a guy with the man. Like, would I love to see Klay Thompson as a Rocket? Yeah, I think that would be, what a marriage would that be perfect.
Ooh, would he fit?
him just spotting up and waiting for Harden to dish to him.
And a lockdown,
oh my goodness.
Lockdown defender.
Yeah, and he can defend. That'd be great. But he would still be sacrificing the ability to make legit championship runs if he did that.
This, though, has all of the makings of the Oklahoma City team a couple years ago. Because you're going to max. Both guys are free agents at the end of the year, and they're qualified for the Supermax. So you're going to have to pay Durant. You're going to have to pay Curry. Curry's getting upwards of 200 mil. Durant, that's for 5 years. Durant can only get four. But still, you're going to pay those two guys. And depending on, and I have to look up Draymond's situation in terms of where he's locked up, there's only so much money to go around, even with the cap going way up, to where you start, Golden State has to start figuring out, look, can we afford them? And if we can afford them, would we be able to put anybody else around them? And then from Clay's standpoint, I've won a ring, I've done a lot of good things, but if it's really, he has to basically get it down to, in his own mind, is it about me getting paid and getting the ball more? Or like you said, is it about being a part of a team that could go on a run here for the next 5 years and do some pretty historic things possibly?
Yeah. I think he can still get that payday later.
Okay.
I mean, that's the last thing to go is shooting, right? You look at guys like Ray Allen.
That's true.
If Klay Thompson is the best shooter or one of the five best shooters this league has ever seen, he's not losing that anytime soon.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
One of the five best the league's ever seen?
No. I'm just saying people say that. People will say.
I mean, he's a hell of a shooter. People already have given Steph best shooter of all time. And I think when you look at Nash.
I might have been guilty of
Ray
that.
Allen. Look at the numbers because I've said this before. If you shoot 40% from, I think it's 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the line. That's been like the benchmark. Nash and Allen have done that. I don't know how many others have.
Yeah.
So
we got a text from B Dizzle. He said, "Hey guys, I'd love to play golf with y'all if we can have some spirits and not be serious, aka Serious Joel." I don't know what that means. Serious Joel. Are you serious, Joel, when you play?
I mean, not. No. If I'm playing for money in a match, yeah. But
if I'm out there horsing around, are you going to be mad?
Because I'm working. I'm going to try and find a swing, and I might have an APB out and looking on the back of milk cartons to find it.
Okay.
So you never know. All right, we got plenty more show to get to. We're going to step away for a quick second, but when we come back, Mike, we see you. You want to talk about Greg Popovich. We got Astros to talk about and a whole lot more. So join us, won't you? We are the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back looking at Klay Thompson's salary figures. Making 16.6 this year, 17.8 next year, 18.9 the following year, all on the books. So he signed through 19 and then a free agent. He's averaging 13 points a game over his last five. That includes a 6-point game, an 11-point game, a 10-point game last night on 3 of 13 shooting, and only one game with 20 or more with 21.
Wow.
Not good for a guy that not so long ago was considered All-NBA, one of the top two or three teams.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Draymond signed an extension in 2015, I believe.
I will say that I thought when Kevin Durant was potentially going to go to the Warriors, I thought he would mesh well. And there was nobody really on the Warriors roster that would not mesh well. I did feel like Klay Thompson would be the least willing to mesh with the Kevin Durant, only because of his comments. He was saying, like, I'm still going to get my shots. I'm still going to get my attempts. Those were the type of things that he was saying in advance of Kevin Durant coming over to Golden State. And so that's the reason why I would say he would have been the the least willing to work with a guy like Kevin Durant.
But that could have been taken out of context, too. And did he just mean that the way we run our offense, I'm still going to get my shots no matter who's down low?
I think it was a specific...
Or was it like, I don't care if who's coming. I'm getting my shots. Because there's a difference between the two.
Would you agree with that? When Durant went to Golden State, would you think that Klay would be the guy that would be the most against it?
I thought Seth would be.
I thought Draymond Green
would say Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I would. That's exactly who I would have thought.
I would have thought Seth, only because he's taking all these crazy shots and he's kind of expected
to take these shots, right? Did the interview with Wilbon, which was really good, before last night's game. And he said, I go at KD. But KD understands it's all trying to make the team better, but at least I'm the guy that's not afraid to say things to him. And he says things to me, you just don't see it because KD's not as demonstrative as I am.
God, I can't stand Draymond Green.
I can't either.
There's no reason to act the way he acts. There's no reason. I get it if you have fire and you're a screamer or whatever, but the things that he does, I can't stand to watch it. It just bothers me to no end. That's not how you lead. But
okay, I'm also gonna blow your mind here. I don't think you could guess it if you guessed all day. Okay, there's only five guys under contract for the Golden State Warriors for next season.
Okay.
You want to even attempt to guess them?
Sure, but I probably don't. Let me pull up a depth chart.
I gave you two of them.
Klay.
Klay and Draymond are signed.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin Durant.
No.
What?
He has an option at 27.7. They said he's not going to pick up.
Yeah, because it was a 2-year deal.
If he wants it to be, but he's obviously going to make more money if he just
okay.
He'll resign.
So it's right. Obviously not Steph Curry. Nope. If you're saying that.
Nope.
JaVale McGee.
Nope.
Really?
Wow.
Zaza Pachulia.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I give up.
Here are the Warriors' free agents next season.
David West. I don't know.
Nope.
Oh my God.
So under
That's
contract.
Crazy.
Okay, forget it. Here, better yet. Here are the free agents. Durant could be. Curry's a free agent. Iguodala's a free agent. Sean Livingston's a free agent. Zaza Pachulia is a free agent.
Oh my God.
David West is a free agent. JaVale McGee is a free agent. Ian Clark is a free agent. James Michael McAdoo is a free agent. Under contract, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Damian Jones, Kevon Looney.
What?
Yep, and Patrick McCaw. Everyone else is a free agent.
Wow. So yeah. They're starters. They have two starters under contract next year with one potential coming back with Durant. No way they lose Curry, though.
No.
No way.
And here's another mind-boggler. Of all the guys making money this year, especially in their starting five, the least paid is, of course, Zaza at 2.8.
Yeah.
Second, Steph Curry at 12.1.
Well, he's about to get a max deal.
No question about it.
Hey,
I just said it. He qualified for the super max.
What was that, 210?
So it's 5 years at like 207.
207, yeah.
Yep.
Because of his NBA, all NBA team stuff as well.
Yep. Durant, 26.5 this year. Thompson, 16.5. Draymond, 15.3. Then Steph at 12.1 and Zaza at 2.89.
Here's an interesting question. Somebody threw this out, and it's worth entertaining. It's never, ever, ever going to happen.
Okay.
But I would imagine that it's just kind of one of those fun things to think about. Where the hell did it go? Oh, damn it. I lost it. No. Somebody said Ariza.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot I lost the other one.
For Klay.
Yeah.
I would do it in a heartbeat, but there's no way it's going to happen.
No.
But he is, because once you said it, he is the perfect fit for this team.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think that, but it's just never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
You would have to give up, you know, a first round draft pick and even then, it's just never going to happen.
No, it's fun to pipe dream it, but yeah, it's not going to happen. But if it did, I mean, you got to believe that's the kind of guy that can do a lot for you in a hurry because he fits the system. He can run. He can defend. He can shoot it, more importantly than anything else. And I think, I really do. I think since he's won a ring, he's the kind of guy, even though he's quiet demeanor wise, I think he's the kind of guy that wants to,
yeah,
to get the ball more.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. He's an NBA player. They all want the ball.
True.
Yeah. Real quick, I know, this was a quick. No, let's do the call. I don't want to bogart. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Mike wants to talk about Greg Popovich's comments. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, so when Pop was talking about Manu, he was talking about his work ethic,
his attitude,
his mindset.
And fire.
He was not talking about Mike as a player. We all know, Helen Keller knows that Manu isn't in the same sentence as Michael Jordan. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm glad you specified that, because I just saw the headline.
I was going to clarify it, but we moved on to
another
topic.
I just saw the headline that Pop compares to Jordan. I was like, nope, doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. Helen Keller was absolutely an underrated judge of talent. Only in basketball, though. She tried her hand in other things.
Yeah.
It didn't work out quite as well. But, I mean, she could break down basketball players like a mother.
Somebody said, did Barry hate MJ when he played because he was a far worse leader than Draymond? Remember him punching Kerr in the face? I don't think it's not just the way he leads. It's the way he carries himself. It's the cheap shots. It's the demonstrativeness on the court it just seems like at the wrong time. I don't like anything about that dude, or the way he plays, the way he carries himself. That's just a personal thing. It doesn't mean, yeah, are you going to, I mean, first of all, to question Jordan's leadership, I think, is
I was going to say,
silly.
The first thing in my mind is, if you're going to tell me that Draymond Green is a better leader than Michael Jordan, I will, if you call, I'll hang up. I will block you, I'll mute you. And I will laugh at you any chance I get. Because if you're looking at the greatest of all time, and you're looking about, you can say lead by example, you can say lead by motivation, you can say all you want to say, and I don't care. Sometimes people need to be punched in the face, but regardless of if he did that or not, that dude was a leader.
Yeah, yeah. And he was a show you leader.
Yeah.
He was a verbal leader. Like, yeah, in every sense of the word.
He was show and tell, baby. He would show you and he would tell you, and if you follow his lead, you would end up with probably at least a part of one of six championships.
Jed said, if Boston packaged the first overall pick this year and next year's Nets first round pick for Anthony Davis, would you do it if you're New Orleans?
If you're New Orleans, you should do it.
First overall pick this year and a next year's first round pick for the Nets.
Yeah, because they need a point guard. It depends on what you do with Boogie. And
I think you're giving away one of the you know, 10 best players in the NBA.
You are, but again, we've talked about this before. If you're the only player like that on your squad, and Boogie's getting paid like it, but Boogie is a crapshoot.
I'd move Boogie before I moved Anthony
Davis. And he can move himself. He could walk.
Yeah.
But still, not that many people want to go to New Orleans.
I'm not moving the Brow, though. Not doing it. He needs better pieces around him, but I'm not. You can build around that guy. You don't build around
guards,
Cousins.
I'd be focused on Paul George, because Indiana's going to lose him anyway.
Yeah. I'd either move or get rid of Cousins, or, you know, hey, you should go.
Yeah.
But I build around Anthony Davis.
You do kind of get the feeling that the Pelicans could explode with like one or two pieces. Mm-hmm. They could just.
Yeah. Especially if they're talking about spending a lot of money to re-sign Drew Holiday. That's a waste of money to me.
Yeah.
I've told you guys that before.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I've also got a list that I dug up that, if we want to get into it later on, the top 30 free agents coming into this free agency period in the NBA. But some of them are completely out of the realm of possibilities, and others, you never know. Steph Curry's number one on the list, Chris Paul's in the top five. So is Kevin Durant. But there's others that might be intriguing if you're a Rockets fan, to see if they could fit and if there's a way to get them. So we can talk about that. We can talk about a whole lot more. 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line. Hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, the inhale had a little snuffle up against
it. Wake up over there. You're snoring.
Excuse me. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4.
I'm more concerned about old Nick over here trying to pick you up.
I knew you were going to go down that road.
Did
you? I knew you were going to say that because you gave me this look right before we came back from commercial break.
Well,
I'm going to mess with Nick for commenting on Joel's glasses.
Yeah, he's trying to. He's like, you don't look as good.
I'm worried about
glasses.
My man's style, dude.
Yeah, he wants me to go with the thick rimmed glasses.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care because I only use them for reading.
Yeah. What the hell does it matter?
I just need something that can allow me to pick up the print.
Yeah. What? I mean, glasses are for those kind of glasses are just function. He's not trying to be sexy with reading glasses on.
I'm not doing the grandpa Bill Worrell.
You do it sometimes.
Yeah, you do it sometimes.
I do sometimes, don't I?
But he's not doing it now. This feels oddly. He's like, I'm not doing it. Wait, this feels oddly familiar. And he's got them down on the end of his nose.
No, I usually don't do it. But yeah.
So
I was just worried about my man's style.
You're trying to help him look good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't help you, but I was trying to work on Joel.
I'm beyond saving. Don't even try. I am beyond saving.
You're Beyonce.
Beyond saving.
Oh. Okay, so here's a question because
An interesting question.
Yeah, an interesting question as I glanced over the Astros game and was watching it last night.
Yeah.
Fantastic performance by Mr. Peacock.
Yeah.
But read an article while I was watching it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That said more teams need to find their Chris Devinsky.
Yep.
Brad Peacock with 4 1/3 for some teams could be their option of Chris Devinsky. Would you rather have Brad Peacock on your roster and try to get him gradually more pitches per appearance until he can be, at least from an endurance standpoint, a starter that can get you to the 7th or 8th inning? Or would you try and move him to try and entice a team to shake loose a starter that's already in someone's rotation? I really love your idea of Cole. I just think he's the best fit right now, and I don't think you'd have to give up as much as you'd have to give up for Quintana.
Yeah. And I think Cole's more proven than Quintana. Now, what's the question? I got a little confused.
So would you move Peacock? Okay. Because teams are going to be looking for a guy that can give you long relief and be their Devinsky. Because they're saying, based on Devinsky, what he did last year, what he's done this year, yes, he's had a couple of slip-ups, but for the most part, he's just so lights out, and he did it again last night, that every team should be looking for a guy like that. If you look right under
that bridge between your setup guy and
and especially when you've got a starter that might only, give you 5.
Yeah. I don't think you need 2 Devinskys on a team, for sure.
Right.
But I do like the idea of Brad Peacock maybe sliding into the rotation and being your 5th starter or 4th starter. To me, you need all the good arms that you can get. There's just you can't have too many good arms in baseball. So why trade Brad Peacock and keep Mike Fiers? I don't want to see Mike Fiers in this in this roster.
I don't either.
I've had enough of
but
Mike
no
Fiers.
One's take him.
I'm not saying trade him. Send him down. I don't care to see Mike Fiers in long relief, because when you put him in a position where the game is close, you know what he's going to do. He's going to give up home runs. That's what this guy has done all year. You know, the year he came here and had the no hitter. That was all great. And he pitched well above. It's kind of like that 1 month 2 years ago that Jake Marisnyk had when he started the season. And he's not really duplicated that since. And he's not getting the ABs. But Jake Marisnyk is who he is. And I kind of feel that way about Brad Peacock. I mean, he's had one good year since he's been with the Astros. He's been injured. He's been injured a lot. And if I'm a team, I'm not taking a chance on Brad Peacock because he has been injured so much. If he could put 2 or 3 good years together, then yeah, I think I would be more interested. But if I'm the Astros, you got a guy who can spot start just like Devinsky. You got a guy who you can run out there in the 7th inning or 6th inning if Will Harris needs a break or whatever. And you're not worried about him going out there and blowing the game for you the way he's pitched so far.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's someone on Twitter asked me, and Lamont asked it again this morning. Are you convinced after Peacock's start last night that he should be the guy? No, I'm not, because he only went 4 1/3. And I think you have to be patient with him because as a pitcher, especially coming out of the pen, your arm is conditioned to go in small doses.
Yeah.
If you need him to be that guy, it's going to take a little time because he's going to have to build up endurance in his arm, and it's going to take a little bit. So I wouldn't be in a rush to do anything, but since you already have Devinsky, if he's not your guy and or you have aspirations to get someone else in your rotation, then I would think that Peacock becomes a sought-after guy because we've seen more of him than most. And even though people will research it, at the end of last year, he had some good starts for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looked good this year to where teams might be intrigued, enticed, at least looking at it like, hey, he and maybe a prospect or two might be able to pry someone like, you know, Cole loose.
Yeah, but last year he only came up in August. He was here. And I'm trying to see. I want to pull up his starts because
I pulled him up last night, but I think four of his last five were really pretty good starts, were quality starts.
So he started off coming out of the bullpen and then, okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've found a formula for success. You know, some guys just aren't cut out to be starters.
Right.
You look at a guy like Billy Wagner. Billy Wagner was a starter at the beginning of his career, but he was much better suited for the bullpen because he could go out there and give you, you know, 25 pitches at 100%.
And not have to worry.
Yeah, and 100 miles an hour as a, you know, and maybe that's who Brad Peacock is. But if he can be a spot starter or if he could be your fifth starter, I would much rather run that guy out there because he's got a lot more potential, I think, than somebody like Mike Fiers. So, you know, it depends on what you could get. If you're packaging Brad Peacock to put together for Garrett Cole, hell yes.
That's
bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Brad.
Right.
Well, it was great. Thanks for being part of the organization. But if you're just moving him because you could feel like you're going to get some, you know, double-A assets or anything like that,
No, I'm only doing it if it's
if he's
package.
Part of the package to get a number two in here or another ace, absolutely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, I would move him.
Okay.
Because then you still are shifting Mike Fiers out of the rotation by adding another starter. Because that's all I'm looking for this team to do. That's all I really want. If you think about this team, they have a two who has the potential to be a one, mm-hmm. a solid three in Morton, but then they have two fives in Musgrove and Fiers.
Yeah, you've said that before.
And they need a four in there because when you go into a series like they did with the Indians with two fives, guess what? You lose that series. So I really want to see one of those guys slide out of the rotation and slide a four in there. Or if you put in somebody at the top of the rotation, you're still sliding Fiers out of that rotation. That's what I really want to see this team do more than anything else.
Fiers, to me, just has to go regardless. You just got to get him out of the rotation. I don't care what you do with him, but it's hard to believe this guy threw a no-hitter 2 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the guy because I feel like his body language out there, you can just see it. And I'm not wishing bad for Mike Fiers. I'm not thinking about, poor Mike Fiers or his feelings. I'm looking at the team. I'm looking at the Astros and thinking World Series run. You're not making a World Series run with Mike Fiers.
No, that's what I'm saying. I love his competitive fire.
I do.
You know? But I also get tired of when Hinch comes out to make a change and you've already given up three bombs or four bombs or whatever it's been, and you've said he's given up a ton this year, don't give me pouty face tantrum guy because every indication is you should have been gone already. You should have been pulled already. I understand it if you've got a one-run game and you've been really, you know, tightening the screws and getting out of some jams that you want to stay in the game, then I get it. But don't give me the tantrum when you're giving up a lot of long balls.
And, you know, the thing about Fiers, too, is he's not pitching the way he used to. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at his walks per nine innings, for example, he's up at almost 3.5. His career average is 2.7. His best year ever was last year. Or no, I'm sorry. It was 2014 at 2.1. And he had 2.2 last year. So he's lost some control this year, and it's showing not just in his walks per nine, but he's giving up the long ball.
Right.
And you can't afford that if you're going to be a serious contender.
Absolutely right.
You know what I mean? So I feel bad, and I know people think I'm just hating on Mike Fiers, and that's just not the case. He's just not producing. He's got an ERA over 5. You can't have your fifth starter doing that if you're going to be serious about making that run.
I'm that guy. Yeah. I want him out now.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, don't go anywhere. We'll get you after the break. One in the books, two to go, plenty more shows. So if you want to be a part of it like Glenn does, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.